Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Copywriting Secrets, How to Know Your Worth, Sell Your Value, and Never Work an Hourly Wage Again. After working a job in construction, James Brine knew he didn't want to earn an hourly wage anymore. So he and his brother invested in Brett McFaul's copywriting course, along with the resale rights for it as well. He already set up a website and is busy advertising his product, but has come to me for advice on the best ways to make the most of it all. Copywriting is a marketable skill, and James can do a lot more with it than sell other people's products. So in this audio interview, you'll hear strategies for newbie copywriters, including how to build a client base, tips for selling your value, and how to make sure you never paint yourself into an hourly wage again. You'll also learn little-known and incredibly easy strategies that will get experts to write their own copy for you. You'll learn the one thing you need to have in order to sell anything. You could have the best copy in the world, but if your product doesn't have this, you won't sell one. You'll learn a little-known way to use your local Chamber of Commerce website to find prospects without spending a dime. You'll hear an eye-popping two-minute tactic that literally shows prospects the copywriting value you can bring to the table. You'll learn about pitfalls to avoid when selling your value and choosing prospects. You'll hear a word-for-word script you can use that highlights your service, outlines your limitations, and closes the deal, all in a simple email. James is well on his way to kicking the hourly wage for good, and in this audio interview, you'll hear how he can speed that process along while making the most of his copywriting skills and how you can do it too. Now let's get going. Hey James, how's everything going with you?
Yeah, real good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. So what time is it there, down under?
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning here.
Oh, good morning. Do you usually get up at 6:30?
Yeah, usually about this time, usually off to work, so I'll just push work back a bit later so I can get this done.
Okay, great. What do you do for your job?
Garden maintenance. Yeah, just taking care of yards and lawns and golf courses and stuff.
That's nice. You work for a company or is it your own deal?
I work for one bloke, just me and him, so it's pretty cruisy at the moment.
Oh, that's nice. Do you get your own accounts and everything?
No, I just work through him. I just subcontract under him and he just sends me to different jobs and stuff.
Okay, good job. How old are you?
25.
25, all right. You married, you have a family, or are you still single?
No, I just got a girlfriend, been with her for about 5 years. Not married at the moment, but yeah.
Any day now, huh? She's waiting.
Yeah, well, we're not in any real rush. When I go traveling that first, she just finished studying, so got a little bit of traveling to do.
And what city are you in? Where are you in Australia?
I'm in the Gold Coast, which is just in Queensland there.
Okay, very nice. It's summer there now?
Yeah, summer. It's bright blue skies, and it's about 25 degrees at the moment.
Yeah, what is that in Fahrenheit?
I'm not too sure.
Is it a hot day or just mild?
Yeah, it's pretty nice of the day at the moment, but it's probably going to get a bit hot later.
Okay, great. So how'd you learn about all this copywriting? How'd you get involved with the Brett McFaul, and where'd you first learn about all that?
Well, I kind of looked into it. My brother's been into that sort of stuff for a little while, but we weren't real serious. We just, you know, had a look into it probably 5 years ago or so, because I've been a builder like most of my life. I've just gone into garden maintenance in the last year, basically, because I've had enough of being on the job site.
You were in construction?
Yeah, I'm a plasterer. I was doing that, but I just got sick of going to job sites where everyone was kind of depressed and just doing a bit more of a crazy job at the moment. But yeah, for a long time, I just really wanted to be my own boss and, you know, work off the computer, basically, work from home. So yeah, I've just looked into that and I've tried a few different things. I used to sell organic chia seeds on eBay. Did that for a little while, but...
What were they? Organic what?
Organic chia seeds. It's like a health food.
Oh, cherry seeds. I see.
No, like chia, like C-H-I-A.
Oh, chia, yeah, chia.
Yeah, so I was getting them wholesale and selling them on eBay for a little while.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it went all right. Like, I sold a few, but the profit margins were just so small once I got them on eBay and bought them wholesale, so, yeah, it wasn't going to make an income, really.
It's a commodity.
Yeah, that's it. And it was good to do on the side and just get a bit of experience selling on the internet, but, you know, I really want to get into selling information products and doing copywriting, basically. But
look, that's what I do. I'm primarily a publisher and developer of information products. I mean, that's how I make my money. And I'm telling you, I can't think of any better business in the world.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty good way to go.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the copywriting, I saw that you bought into a license to market Brett McFall's copywriting package. Did you and your brother go in on that?
Yeah, we went in on that because we'd been doing investor awareness campaigns where we'd built up a list of small cap investors, and we were doing alerts and that for companies. But a lot of the stuff I'd done, like the chia seeds and, you know, investor awareness, it all revolved around writing and stuff. But I had no idea about copywriting, basically, until probably maybe 4 months ago, and we got onto this course and studied the course.
I've heard of him. Apparently, he claims to be the number one copywriter in Australia. Did you go to a seminar of his or just buy the course online?
Yeah, we bought the course, so it was a home study course of a seminar he'd done a couple of years ago.
Is it really kick-ass? Is it good?
Yeah, it's good, because I knew absolutely nothing about it, and it went through and it's explained it, and that's basically how I started getting onto your site, and now I'm studying John Carlton and John Capel and just going nuts with everything I can find, basically. It just kick-started me, like, got me into it, and yeah, it's shown me the basics, basically, but, you know, and a lot of things so I can start working, hopefully.
Right. Well, look, it's a great skill to have. I mean, imagine, you know, you can be kicked back on the beach and you can write a letter or sales copy for a product and either be able to sell that letter to a client or to be able to control and own the product and use that letter to sell it yourself. I mean, it's a wonderful way to make a living.
Yeah.
The negative with the copywriting is it's very time-consuming. It's labor intensive, but as you get better and more comfortable with it and more skilled, you could really start producing a good amount of work if you're into it and you've got the ability to do that.
I'm definitely into it. Like, as soon as I get home from work at about 3:30 in the afternoon, and from the time I get home till 8 o'clock at night, that's all I do, just get online, practice the copyright, and try to get the website going to sell this product, the Brett McFall product.
Yeah, so you're trying to sell his product, okay. How's it going?
Yeah, well, with the course, when we got the resale rights, we got a sales letter to go with it, which we put up online and done a bit of testing just through Facebook ads, just sending traffic through Facebook ads to the website with the sales letter. But when I was reading the actual letter, I don't know, it just didn't really grab me as much as other sales material he had done and other copywriting course letters that I'd read. So I've just been the last 2 weeks just working on developing one my own so I could test them against each other, basically.
Now, the cashforcopywriting.com ad/camp, is that the letter that he gave you, or have you modified this of what he gave you?
Yeah, that's the one that he gave us. I've just created a new one, which I haven't quite finished yet, but that's cashforcopywriting/Brett-McFall.
How much was it for the license to resell his stuff?
That was $9.97.
So the course is good, and you've got the course as well, and then you have the resale rights to sell the course, right?
Yeah, we basically bought it just to learn, but we got the resale rights, and so we're like, well, we've got a product here, we might as well try and test our chops selling that first.
I'd rather see you put your efforts into selling something that you control. I know you've got the course and you've learned from it. I don't want to see you putting this effort in selling Brett McFall's course, and then who's going to get the client? You may be sending him great business through all your marketing efforts. I mean, that's fine if you want to do that, but you could write any sales letter, or you can take this and model it. With the ability to write copy, you can create a sales letter for anything. So why not sell something you control? Or what does he pay you out on every one of these you sell? Are you making all the money on the sale if you sell it?
Yeah, it's complete. Yeah, it's 100%.
Is it all digital or is anything shipped?
Yeah, it's shipped. It's like a 14-DVD package with a big booklet of all swipe files.
What's the hard cost for him to ship it?
About $100.
That's it. Okay.
To have it produced and shipped. But if it's overseas, it's a bit more expensive. That goes up to around $150.
That's not bad.
That's the plan eventually, like, is to create and own my own products and then do my own sales letters and all the marketing as well. You know, as I'm practicing and a bit more confidence, so it's just wanted to get this site up and running and see if we could actually, you know, sell a couple of these packages.
Sure. Yeah, give it a go. And another thing you may consider, what I learned when I started doing all my audio interviews is If you interview a really passionate guy about a particular topic, like if you call him and you say, hey, can I do an interview about your business? And this guy's been in the business for 10, 15, 20, or 30 years, and he says, yeah, I'd be glad to share anything you want to know. And you call him and you interview him and you record the call. And you just ask him, you know, well, how'd you get started? And you just ask him about his business that he loves so much or whatever. And then you wouldn't believe, I mean, people, they're so passionate, they will write your copy for you. And you can record everything and then get it transcribed. So sometimes it's really hard, like crunching out a letter when you don't have anything to go by, like where you got to dream up all the bullet and the whole story and everything. You know, copywriting is really copy editing. It's editing existing material that you already have. Doing interviews is a great way to create a sales letter. Do an interview with someone who's real passionate, who's got a product to sell, transcribe it, and then start creating a letter from those transcripts. He'll basically write all the content of your letter. You're just going to organize it into a nice format that kind of looks like a sales letter. You'll create a headline, subhead. You can pull all the bullets out. And that's a real easy way to do it.
So are you talking about interviewing someone who has a product to sell?
Yeah, you could do that. I'll give you an example. If you wanted to create a sales letter for Brett McFall, you could call him and say, hey, Brett, can I interview you? Now, I'm not saying this would outpull his sales letter, but if you want an easy way to create a sales letter, you call the expert up. You make sure that he's passionate and that he's got a product that maybe he needs help selling or what have you. So let's say you never knew Brett. You emailed him and say, hey, Brett, do you need some help selling some more of your products? And he says, yeah, who's going to turn that down? And so can I interview you? And so he says, yes. And you call him and you get your little digital recorder. You set up an interview and you interview him about his story. So you say, Brett, how'd you get into copywriting? And who are some of your clients you've worked for? And tell me, what did that mean for your clients? How much extra did they make compared to before they met you? And he's an expert. He'll talk and talk and talk and talk. And you just leave that tape recorder going and going and going. He will write your sales letter. So once you get that all transcribed word for word, then you do the editing and you format your letter. So you let your person who you're interviewing write the sales copy, because who knows how to sell copy better than anyone, him or you? You know, he can sell himself better than you can sell him. Anyone who's created their own product is going to have the most passion, and they're going to say the combination of words that really sells something. It's just an idea, a technique, a way that you can create really compelling, hard-hitting copy very simply and easily just by being a good listener and asking good questions.
That sounds like a good idea.
You know who Eugene Schwartz is, right?
Yeah.
All right, have you studied any of his ads or anything? Eugene Schwartz?
I've studied, like, his headline, like the 127 headlines file. I went through that and kind of picked apart his headlines, but other than that, I haven't studied much of him.
Okay. I mean, this is what he would do is, if he had a client, he would go in and meet that client, and he'd just talk to him. He'd have his pen and paper. He wasn't using a digital recorder back then, and he's not alive anymore, but the clients would write the big headlines. It would come from the clients. Well, I've got a product. I don't know if you're interested. This Eugene Schwartz recording, he did some speeches to two of the U.S.'s largest publishers, Phillips Publishing and Agora Publishing. They're huge multi-hundred-million-dollar publishing operations that sell books. And he went in and taught all their copywriters, or taught him everything that he learned over his 50-year career. And the one recording, it's a three-part recording. He died, but there were transcripts of this speech. And then I hired an actor to play the part of this Eugene Schwartz. And I've had it for about probably 8 years. But that one recording is such an education on copy and just his philosophies on how to write copy about marketing. It could really give you some breakthroughs, you know. I'll send it to you. It's part of one of my products, my Eugene Schwartz Master Pack, which I sell. But I'll send you the recording and you can play it through your computer. There's a three-part one.
Thanks, Heath, for that.
Yeah, I think that may really help you. Well, let me ask you this. So how much have you spent on Facebook ads directing traffic to this ad?
I only spent about $120 sending it through to that sales letter.
It adds up quick, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I definitely wanted to, because I've just been reading so much John Cables and everything's just saying about testing. So I really wanted to get another letter up there to test it against. I was wondering, how much traffic do you need? Do you think you need to send through before you could get a good kind of reading on whether something's working or not?
Yeah, it's hard to say. What did your ad say on Facebook?
Oh, I did about 5 or 6 different ads just targeted towards different markets. Some of the ads were targeted towards copywriters, others were targeted towards small business owners to try and do their own copywriting and stuff like that.
I don't know. It all depends. It depends, like in the Eugene Schwartz speech you'll hear, it's all about the market demand.
Yes.
You could have the most incredible copy ever selling his stuff, but if there's not a demand for it and no one's interested in it, you know, it isn't going to do you any good. I know there are a lot of students who want to learn copywriting. I just don't know how big of a demand or how many hits it would take. I would think probably a good amount. You already spent $120 in Facebook ads, pay-per-click stuff. You may not ever break even, you know, even if you got a couple sales. You got to keep testing. But the great thing is that you're learning a skill that you can sell anything. Maybe you should focus on getting clients to write copy for rather than focusing on selling this product. And sometimes it's a lot easier as a copywriter to rework someone's existing copy. And you can look at a website and tell if the copy's terrible, right?
Yep.
You could go to your local chamber of commerce, or you can look for businesses on a particular street in the Gold Coast since you live there, and you can go online, and you could go virtually down the street using Google Maps, I believe. So you can go down any business's street, a virtual street, and look at their websites, and you could very quickly identify some of the problems with the websites. You know how John Carlton says you have to whore yourself out a little bit? What if you just whored yourself out and just went and looked at 10 different websites that had something that you could make an improvement, and you just found the email address of the owner, or you sent an email and just said, hey, you know, I was on your site and something you may want to check out here. You know, your website's got a black background with white writing, and you may want to change it to white background with black writing. It'll be a lot easier to read. I found it really hard to read. And then you email them, and in your signature on your email, you can put editing and writing services or whatever. You can have who you are and what you do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you just focused on helping people improve their writing without expecting to get any money in return, and just did that for 2 or 3 weeks and maybe sent out 5 or 10 of those free tips or what have you, or if someone came to me and went to my website and they pulled off a paragraph from my home page and they rewrote it and I knew it was better than what I had, I would be so appreciative. I'd be blown away. I'd be like, oh, man, this is excellent. I really appreciate you doing this, because I know as a website owner, I care how my website looks, but I'm so busy doing everything else. I've never found anyone who would do that. I don't know how to find a writer. I've never taken time to find a writer. But every business intuitively knows that if the writing is easier to read and kind of communicates what I'm trying to do better, they see the value in that. And if you sent that to me, I'd say, man, I appreciate that, and I'm going to remember you. And then what if you came back to me and said, hey, Mike, check this out. This was on your About Me page. Here, I kind of rewrote it. It's a little smoother. All you got to do is go copy and paste it in there. If you did that again, I mean, you'll blow people away. No one's doing that. And you don't ask for anything in return. But before you know it, someone say, hey, are you a copywriter? What are you doing? How busy are you? You know, what do you charge? I guarantee you that would work.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Because I was also thinking, like just doing a bit of lessons in that, where people have sent in videos, like gone through someone's website and they've actually shown people like things they could change through videos and got work like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Use your screen capture software and say, hey, I'm kind of boning up on my copy skills. I was at your website. I made you a little video on some things that you can improve. Absolutely. That's easy. That's quick. Send it off as a video. That's another great way. That's even better.
Open up and practice as a copywriter, basically, because at the moment, you know, I've only been studying it probably for about 4 months, so it's just a matter of, you know, and I was thinking about going and trying to get some work, but that way is a bit better when you're not actually asking for the work. You're just giving people good value first.
Well, yeah, give and you will receive. Make the contact. Give a reason for you to build a little bit of a relationship, and then the business will come after that. The first thing people have to do is trust you, and then they got to get to know you a little bit. People just want to make sure that you're dealing with a legit person, and you doing that, giving unselfishly, That will come back. Look, I know this because I've been doing this for years with the audio recordings. Hey, Michael, why do you give all your stuff away for free? You know, how do you make any money? What are you selling? I hear it all the time, but they don't get it. I'm building the trust.
The way is amazing. Just got in my headphones all day at work and listened to about at least 100 hours of it since I got onto your site.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. That's great. Now, look at that. You've listened to 100 hours of interviews, right, before we've even talked, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of feel like you know me a little bit by now, right?
Yeah, your voice is so familiar. I feel like I owe you. I'm like, I've got to get something off this guy.
That does happen. Now, what would happen if you came to my site and nothing was for free, and I said, James, I want to sell you this 100 hours of audio recordings for, you know, $200 or $300. There's a good chance you'd be like, no way. You know, what's this guy trying to sell, right? For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
Never go back to the slide.
You've got 100 hours of my stuff in your mind, and that was all on your time. I didn't have to do anything. This is the only time we've talked on the phone, and I'm taking one-on-one time with you. That's the power right there. I sell stuff, believe me. If you're on my list, you know I hustle stuff and I do special offers and I make money doing that. But I'm always giving away something. You got to keep that going. And you could do the same thing with copy. You don't have to do a ton of work. You could maybe take just the home page of websites and do a 2-minute video. That's probably plenty.
That idea right there is gold.
Gold. And do the last screen after your video, you go to a white screen and then have your USP, like Gold Coast number one. Don't say copywriter because most people don't know what copywriting is. You need to come up with what is it you do. You know, you could call yourself a word master, you know. I don't know. You got to come up with what it says, your calling card. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's something to do with improving their marketing and that.
Yeah, and have your name and your phone number and your email address. And, you know, you don't even have to put a website. You don't have to have a website. Just a way for someone to contact you.
I've got a website that I've put up, which is basically just trying to build my brand and my list.
What is it?
JamesBryanOnline.com. And I've just been doing blog posts of all the stuff I've been learning and putting it out through Facebook and Twitter and just trying to generate some traffic. And that's what I'm doing, just giving away everything I'm learning and trying to help people with all the stuff I'm learning.
Right. And with the Facebook and all that, are you getting any contacts from people? I mean, are you hearing back?
Yeah, I've been getting a few subscribers coming to the list and getting visitors. I noticed when I was commenting on other good copywriters' blogs and that, I'd get a lot of traffic through that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, like commenting on John Carlton's blog and, you know, you get a lot of people coming through just trying to add my input onto their blog post, you know, give away all the information, which is just building up in my head from all this study.
Yeah, okay, that looks good. I'm trying the form. For some reason, the form seems like it's stuck.
Yeah, I have to fix that. I just changed something on the form a couple of days ago.
How many emails have you got going?
I've only got about 25 emails so far, but it's only been up about 3 weeks.
Okay, that's great, Facebook and posting and all that, and that takes time. But I think if you go direct, like what I'm telling you, you go direct to a specific business and give them a quick video or a little something on their site, be interesting. If you did 10 a day, if you did 50 in a week, I would love to get the stats on that. And that's what it's all about. You know, if you're going to get clients, you got to touch people. You got to make a contact. And that can be a very quick and fast way. It's going to get right to the person who needs to see it. And something will happen. There's no doubt.
Yeah, and just when it comes back with something like that, just say they did want work after they'd gotten my like little marketing update, I'm not sure at all what kind of fee I would charge or anything like that, but that's something I just got to work out.
You don't have any numbers on your website of what your fees are. No. Get them to ask you, and it all depends. Doesn't it all depend? It depends on how much time it's going to take. It depends on the complexity of the product, how much research. Don't get yourself into a situation. You know how labor-intensive it can be. You need to make sure that you're paid well for your services, you know?
Yeah.
Don't take a job for $100 that's going to take you 10 hours. It's 10 bucks an hour. No way. You're selling on value. Don't paint yourself into an hourly copywriting job. Explain to that particular client that your copy could possibly double or triple sales ongoing. And you're not asking them to pay you on the increase. You're asking them to pay you one time for the job. So you need to make sure you're charging a nice high price so it's totally worth your while, because you can only take so many clients.
Yeah, that's it. And it'd just be purely for the copy and the writing, like that's what I was thinking, because with the actual coding and putting it all into the website, that would be kind of their job.
Look, it's your business. You can say, I'm terrible at websites, I don't know code, I don't know pop-ups, I don't know this, I don't know that, but I do know how to write, and I'll give you the words that you get your techie to put it up on your site. Or get it to a graphic designer. But that's what you pay me for. I'm a word master, a word specialist, and that's what you pay me for.
Yeah, that's a good way to go, I think.
So give it a go. Will you try that over the next 10 days? At least make five contacts, five videos. Send me a couple. As you do it, CC me the video. I'll look at it and I'll get back with you.
The video idea I just got off the Brett McFall course, so I've still got to learn how to do the videos, but that can be done easily.
Yeah, go to TechSmith.com. TechSmith.com, they're the makers of Snagit, and they have, I think it's called Camtasia. But it's so easy, and it's a free download for 30 days.
Yeah, cool. That sounds great. But yeah, I'll definitely send you through the videos once I get them up and running and let you know how I go.
All right, good job. All right, has this been helpful?
It's been real helpful just to get me a bit more focused on where to go next, but no, it's been great.
Yeah, I think if you just take those action steps, just 5 a day or 10 a day, just help people, don't ask for anything in return, you're going to see stuff will happen. I guarantee you it's bound to.
Yeah, just little tweaks and stuff that could help them out.
Just give for 10 days, and let's see if that turns into any money, okay?
Yeah, cool. Cheers, Michael.
All right, you have a great rest of the day. I know it's early for you, and good talking to you. I will send you this recording. Give me 12 to 24 hours. I'll send you the unedited version you can re-listen to.
Yeah, thanks, Ace, Michael. Thanks for everything, all the audios, and just giving me your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You're young. You got lots of time. You're going to do good.
Cheers, mate.
All right, bye. That's the end of our interview with James Brine on copywriting. I hope it's been helpful. For more interviews on copywriting, email me at michael@michaelsenoff.com. That's michael@michaelsenoff.com.